God is like that father in the parable. He's looking for you. God forgives us of the past. He will never bring up our sin again. Never too late to turn to God. Have you ever left something valuable behind? Have you ever been in a situation where you were so busy or so occupied in your mind with other things that you forgot something or maybe even someone? Well, that's exactly what happened earlier this year to the British Prime Minister, Mr. David Cameron, and his wife, Samantha. The Camerons had stopped at a local restaurant on their way home to their country estate. Now, as they were there celebrating, their little 8-year-old daughter went to the washroom. They didn't think anything of it, and when they finished their drink, they went out to leave. Without realizing she was still inside, they got inside their two cars. Mr. Cameron entered the first car with his security detail, and his wife, Samantha, entered the following car with their other children. The problem was that both Mr. Cameron and Mrs. Cameron thought that Nancy, their 8-year-old daughter, was with the other parent in the other car. It was only after they had gotten home that they realized that she was missing. Quickly, Mrs. Cameron got back in the car and drove back to the pub, and fortunately, everything turned out all right. When little Nancy came out of the washroom, she found out that her family had left her, but the pub owner took her and kept her safe until her mother came to be reunited happily with her. All's well that ends well. Now, perhaps you've never left your child behind at a restaurant, but nevertheless, I imagine if we're honest today, we would have to admit that at some time in our life, we've forgotten something valuable, or maybe even someone valuable. We've all probably been in a situation where we left something behind. In fact, I believe that this happens most often at Christmas time. That's right, at Christmas time. You see, if we're honest today, that's the situation millions of people around the world can find themselves in during the Christmas season. You see, in the midst of our frantic preparations for the holiday celebrations, sometimes we can forget about Jesus Christ, the one we're actually celebrating. In our hustle and bustle, we may overlook Jesus himself. That's why today I'm beginning a new teaching series called The Spirit of Christmas. For the next 1 month, right up until Christmas Day itself, we're going to be looking at what the Bible says about the real Christmas, focusing once again on the meaning of why Jesus Christ came. See, before we get so occupied with preparations to celebrate, we need to refocus on Christ. We need to take time to remember the reason for the season, the birth of Jesus Christ. We need to take some time to put Christmas in the right perspective. That's the purpose of our message today, a message entitled, The Right Christmas. We're going to discover from the Word of God the real meaning of our celebration and remind ourselves once again of what makes this season so very special. Our scripture text for today is found in Galatians chapter 4, 4-5. It's on the screen right in front of you. So why don't you read it aloud together with me? Are you ready? Well, here we go, Galatians 4, 4-5. But when the right time came, God sent His Son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent Him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that He could adopt us as His very own children. May the Lord bless His word to your heart in Jesus' name. Now, to help us prepare for Christmas this year, let's learn three truths for the right Christmas. And here's truth number one. It's there on your screen. Jesus came at the right time. Just say the right time. Verse 4 says, but when the right time came. And what we need to realize, first of all, is that God sent Jesus to the earth at the right time, not too late, not too early, but at the perfect time in history. In fact, I believe that all of history aimed at this event. Now, many people would not have considered it a good time when Christ was born. It may not have been a right time for Mary, for example. She got pregnant before she was married. That seems like bad timing. She had to travel from her home in Nazareth to Bethlehem because of the census. That seems like bad timing. She delivered the child away from family and friends. That seems like bad timing. She delivered in a manger because there was no room at the inn. That seems like bad timing. If you looked from a human point of view, the timing for Christmas was all wrong. But from an eternal perspective, it was all right. You see, Christ coming at that time fulfilled prophecy. It came at the period when the world was prepared. The Roman Empire ruled the known world, and because of that, the news of Christianity was able to spread far and wide. All the circumstances of history made the time that Christ came perfect. And if we think about it, if Christmas had come at a different time, we might not believe. If Jesus had been born after Mary was married to Joseph, we would not count his birth miraculous. If Jesus was born in Nazareth, it wouldn't have fulfilled prophecy. If Jesus had been born surrounded by family and friends, it would have prevented others from sharing in the wonder of this great occasion. Family and friends would not have allowed dirty shepherds and strange magi from the east to come and visit. If there had been room in the inn, then we would not have witnessed the humility and the vulnerability of God coming down in the flesh and being born as a baby. But everything happened in God's perfect time. And friend, listen to me, because this is good news for you and I. For you see, if God sent Jesus at the right time to earth to be born on Christmas Day, then you and I can have confidence today that His time is right in our lives as well. He has our times in His hands. That's why Psalms 31:15 says, "My times are in your hands." Do you know what this means for you, my friend, today? It means that you can trust God today with every situation in your life. Your times are in His hands. Today you may feel that God is delaying you, but your times are in His hands. You may feel that your promotion is overdue, but your times are in His hands. You may be anxious to get married or to travel and to get your visa, but I reassure you today, your times are in His hands. No matter what you've been praying for, no matter what you're longing for, just say that after me today. My times are in God's hands. You see, the key to believing God is to keep an eternal point of view. Ecclesiastes 3 tells us, "There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot." Then he goes on in verse 11 and says it like this: "He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart." Oh, what a good news this is for us. And I want to encourage you and reassure you today that God is going to make all things, not some things, but all things beautiful in your life in His time. You may not see things in your life as being at the perfect time right now, but when you look from God's point of view, everything begins to change. We human beings are often late. Many of us come late to church every Sunday. I believe that's one reason why God has not told man when Christ will come again the second time. You see, if He told us the day and the hour, most of us would show up late. But God is not like you and I. God is never late. God's time is always best. Never early, never late, but He's always right on time, even in your life. Even when it seems like it's late, trust Him. That's the lesson a certain young lady learned a few years back. This young lady was a student at the university. She wanted to travel home for Christmas to spend the holiday with her family. Now, she lived a long distance away from her school, so she had to buy a ticket on an airplane and fly to reach her home. Well, the day of her flight came, and she began rushing around, packing and saying goodbye to all her friends. She got so caught up in her preparations that she became late. By the time she reached the airport, she had already missed her flight. Dejected and confused, She had no option but to wait for another flight. She started complaining to God, "Lord, why did you allow this to happen?" But then suddenly the news reached the airport that the plane she had missed had crashed. Everyone on board was killed. Had she not been late, she too would have been killed. And she came to realize that God's time was best. God's time is always best in your life. If He delivered you too soon, you might not be strong in faith. If He didn't come through for you, after a while you'd be discouraged. But God comes through at the right time. He will never fail you. In fact, God has all of history in His hands. Not just your life, but everyone's life. Every government, every nation. He orchestrates events to bring His will to pass. Daniel 2 says, "Praise the name of God forever and ever, for He has all wisdom and power. He controls the course of world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the scholars. He reveals deep and mysterious things and knows what lies hidden in darkness, though He is surrounded by light." Hallelujah, friends. God is in control of all the events in the world today. Every government, every nation, every event taking place, God is in control. But it's not just those world events and big people He controls. He watches over you today. He's got the whole world in His hands, and He has you in His hands too. When your life is in the hands of God Almighty, there are no mistakes, no accidents, no coincidences. But He guides your steps and makes all things beautiful in His time. I'll never forget the story of a young man who came to our Bible school many years ago. He was searching for God's direction. He felt called to go to the ministry, but didn't know where to prepare himself. One day, this young man stopped on the roadside and bought some groundnut wrapped in newspaper. As he ate the groundnut, he looked down and saw in the newspaper an advertisement for our Bible school. The Lord spoke to him to attend our school, so he applied, was accepted, and attended, and went into ministry. Through that unusual circumstance, God was in control. And so it is for you also. He's brought you today to listen to this teaching, to speak to you, because He loves you and wants to save you. You may have been waiting for something in your life, but God says, "This is the time. Now is the day of salvation in your life. The time is now for you to move to a higher level. The time is now for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The time is now for you to overcome the sin that has held you down in bondage. The time is now to put the enemy to flight. God's time is best. So let me speak into your life prophetically. As we prepare to enter a new year, there is a new wave coming. You've been waiting for it. You've been hungry for it. You've been praying for it. There's been so many times in your life you felt like giving up, felt discouraged because it seemed like God was late and things would never get better. You battled the same problems over and over. The same things weigh you down week after week. Just when you get up for a little while and begin to make progress, the enemy seems to come and pull you down. But God says to you today, don't give up. I'm going to make all things beautiful in my time. I'm going to put the enemy to flight. I'm going to deliver you in 2013 from those problems that have plagued you for years. I'm going to water your garden and cause new life to spring up. There's a time of blossoming, a time of flowering, a time of blooming in your life, and that time is now. 2013 is God's time for you. Begin by accepting God's gift of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. For 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, "For God says, at just the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation." And I say for you, the right time for God to break through in your life is now. But there's something you have to do. You have to listen to God and respond to Him. See, if God's time is right, but you don't respond, then you may miss the timing of God. You'll miss all the great things God has for you. That's why Hebrews 3, 7-8 says, "That is why the Holy Spirit says, today, when you hear His voice, Don't harden your hearts as Israel did when they rebelled. So how can we respond to God? We have to receive the right person. And that's our second truth today for the right Christmas. Jesus is the right person. Remember, verse 4 of Galatians 4 says, God sent His Son, born of a woman, subject to the law. Christmas is not only the right time for you to respond to God, but you also have to understand He's brought you the right person. God sent the right person in the Son, Jesus Christ. In fact, Jesus is the only one who could help you. He Himself said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through Me. And I say to you today, friend, there is no one else who can save you. He's the only one who can bring us back to God and bring us freedom from sin. That's why Jesus Christ had to come in the flesh to be like us. Hebrews 2 says, because God's children are human beings, made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could He die. And only by dying could He break the power of the devil who had the power of death. Only in this way could He set us free. Jesus came to save us, but to do that, He had to become one of us. Many years ago, I went into my bedroom one night to prepare to sleep when I looked up and discovered a bat was flying around in my bedroom. I have no idea how a bat got there, but I sure did not want to spend the night with a bat flying around my bedroom. So I did what I could to try to get the bat out. I opened the window, I opened the door, I made all kinds of noise and motion to try to get the bat to go out the window or the door. I got a broom and tried to move him out, but still the bat wouldn't leave. He just kept flying around and around. It was so difficult, and I thought to myself, if I could only speak bat language and convince him to go out the door, if I could only momentarily become like him and lead him out to freedom. I'm sure the bat was afraid I was trying to harm him, but I was only trying to help him and get him out of my bedroom so I could sleep. And so it is with Jesus Christ. Jesus came to become like us, not to hurt us, but to speak our language and to lead us out of bondage into freedom. He wasn't trying to hurt us. He didn't come to condemn us, but He came to help us. And so He took on our form and our nature. That's why Acts 4 says, there is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we might be saved. Jesus came to show us the way of freedom. Friend, if there had been any other way for man to be saved, God would have used that means. If there had been any other way other than the Son of God suffering and dying on the cross, God would have brought that means of salvation to us. If He could have possibly prevented His only begotten Son hanging on the cross and dying, then surely God would have brought salvation through another means. Think of the price Christ paid. He left the glories of heaven to come and walk on this dirty, hot, stinking earth. He left all of heaven to come and down in the rubbish heap and look for us and save us. Reminds me of the time some years ago I went to a restaurant to eat, and when I finished, I got up and left and accidentally left my car keys on the table. The server came and cleared away the mess and didn't notice the keys, and so she threw everything into the dustbin. When I got to my car and discovered I'd left my keys behind, I quickly rushed back and began searching for them, but we all realized that all of the things on the table had been thrown into the dustbin. There was no option for me but to begin to dig through the garbage can and look for my keys. My arms got covered with oil and dirt. I had to dig through slime and old food and serviettes. But finally, at the bottom, I found my keys. That's exactly what Jesus Christ did for us. He came to dig through the rubbish and bring us salvation. He came to dig through all the dirt and the nastiness of the sin of this world. He came to look down inside the mess we'd made of life and to find salvation for us. That's why the good news in Luke is, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. The reason why Jesus came to earth was to save us. He didn't come for his own sake. God didn't send his son, Jesus Christ, to be born in a manger because it was a promotion for him. Oh no, he had all of heaven worshiping him. Jesus didn't come for his own pleasure. He had all the glories of heaven to enjoy, and he came to live amongst us, amongst the heat, amongst the tiredness, amongst the hunger. God didn't send Jesus to be born in Bethlehem because it would bring him some kind of external pleasure. He'd been in eternal fellowship with his Father and had the glory of the angels around him. He was constantly being worshipped. And suddenly, when he came to earth, all of that changed. Earth was a far cry from heaven's glories. Christ didn't come for promotion. He didn't come for pleasure. God didn't send Jesus to be born in a manger to convince people that he was real. Man already believed in God. He'd done mighty miracles. The Jewish people believed in God. In fact, Jesus didn't come for many of the reasons that we normally think of. He didn't come simply to heal us, for God had already been healing people since time began. Jesus didn't come to provide for us because God had already been providing for us for a long time. He provided manna for the children of Israel in the wilderness. In fact, Jesus didn't come even just to deliver us from painful or troubling circumstances. God had already been doing that for many, many centuries. But Jesus came for a completely different reason, a reason that could only be accomplished through his coming to live on the earth. He came to save us. He came to free us from the bondage of sin. He came to adopt us into his family. And that brings us to the third truth today. You see, the first one is that God came in the right time through Jesus Christ. He brought us the right person, Jesus, and he gave us the right solution. He came to forgive us and to free us. He came to adopt us into his family. God could have done healing from heaven. God could have brought deliverance from trouble from heaven. God could have continued to provide for us from heaven. But he had to come to earth to do the one thing that he could do by being born amongst us in flesh and blood. There was one and only one reason why he left the glories of heaven and came to earth to suffer in this life. There was one and only one reason why he sacrificed his life for us. He came to save us. He came to free us. He came to bring us new life. That is our third truth today. Jesus brings us the right solution. Listen again to Galatians 4 and verse 5. God sent him to buy freedom for us so that he could adopt us as his children. Jesus came for a purpose. He came to save us, to free us, and to adopt us into God's family, to make us his own. In John 3:17, the Bible says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." God the Father sent Jesus the Son into this world so that he could save us and forgive us and free us. That was something that could not be accomplished from heaven, but it was something that Jesus had to do by coming here to earth. If you will celebrate the right Christmas, then you have to celebrate the fact that Christ came to save us. And I want to encourage you and urge you today that as we begin to prepare to celebrate the season of Christ's birth, you will focus on the fact that God sent him in the right time. He sent the right person to bring us the right solution so that we could be saved and forgiven and adopted into his family. That's my prayer for you this Christmas season, that you'll remember the reason for the season that Jesus Christ came to make us born again. There are telephone numbers on your screen right now that you can call to talk to someone about becoming born again at this special time of year. John 8:36 says, "So if the Son sets you free, you are truly free." That's my prayer for you. And I urge you today to call the numbers on the screen or to write to me. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, "For there is only one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus." Open up your heart and receive him today so that you too can celebrate the right Christmas. May God bless you as you do that.
Thank you for joining us today on Revelation with Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb. I trust that Pastor Whitcomb's message about the right Christmas has given you a revelation about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. You have to remember, Jesus came at the right time, Jesus is the right person, and Jesus brings us the right solution. This is just the first sermon in our new series, The Spirit of Christmas. We have the lesson notes for today's teaching and a study guide on our current topic of Christmas at www.revrcw.com. The study guide will help you study God's Word for yourself. You'll also be able to view other episodes of Revelation, and you'll be able to listen to selected sermons from Pastor Whitcomb at www.revrcw.com, and it's all for free. Please join us again next week at the same time on the same station for another exciting episode of Revelation with Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb. May God richly bless you.
Are you stressed by the political campaign? It is true that we are in a political season. But it is also true that Christmas is here with us. On December 24th, join Pastor Whitcomb and the Global Praise Choir to sing your favorite Christmas carols at our Candlelight Christmas Eve service. Make this Christmas truly memorable. Come with family and friends to Agape House on 24th December from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Agape House is located at Agape Land, near the ANC Square in East Lagos. An awesome time awaits you.
This program is brought to you by Revelation Media Ministry through the generous support of our partners. Watch Revelation with Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb each week at the same time on this station. For more inspiration, visit our website at www.revrcw.com.